Oh, kia ora whānau, it is Friday, and have I got a bloody observation this week for you. I have noticed out in the wild, I've been out travelling around, and I've noticed rude people. I'm done with rude people. There's no fucking excuse for rude. I just have a bit of a short work for the rude people, and I've had lots of experiences. So the universe is sending me lots of rude people. Not sure quite what I'm supposed to be learning, but maybe it's just a reminder, don't be a rude bitch, Lisa, because rude is very rude. It's very rude. I do not like rude people. So I've had a couple of instances where people have asked me to help them. And that happens quite a bit, you know, organisations, humans, whatever. And they go, oh, can you help me? They'll send an email and say, oh gosh, could you help me with this? And they're generally asking for free fucking advice or help, right? And I'm okay with that. I'm a generous girl, so I don't mind that. What I don't like, two times now, emails come in. Would you consider doing this? Would you consider helping us? Would you consider this? Sure. I go back, no problem. I'd like to. Here's what I think I can do. Here's how I think I can help. Here's what I think would be most useful. I'd love to be part of blah, blah, blah. Nothing. No fucking response. Excuse me. I just replied to your request for free help with confirmation of free assistance, and you don't even have the fucking courtesy to reply and go, oh my God. Now, they could, I mentioned this to a friend, she said, well, maybe they're waiting to get some details. I don't fucking care. I don't care what you're waiting on. Just reply and go, oh my God, you're amazing. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch when I've got more details. Right? It's a two-line email. People that can't communicate, like, fuck off. So I want people, just think about that. Think about, be gracious. Have gratitude. Like, I don't mind. It's a little bit like, you know, when you're merging with the traffic or something and you let someone in and they don't wave, they don't signal. Excuse me. I want to fucking ram my car into the side of them. I get so cross. Same as when you hold, I held a door open in a cafe, held the door open for my family. And then there were some other people coming behind them. So I just stood there and said, no, after you. This couple just both stuck their noses in the air and kept walking. I thought, excuse me. Oh, and I wanted to say, excuse me. That was rude. But see, my family get embarrassed when I do shit like that. But I was like, fuck, people are rude. Aren't they? So rude. Then I saw a person who had reached out and asked for some help. And get this, walked the other way when they saw me coming. Oh my God. Now, maybe they were not in the right headspace to talk to me. Maybe they weren't prepared for the questions I might have for them. I don't know. Maybe they're shy. Maybe they're fucked up. I don't know. I don't care. But just rude. I'm like, okay, now I have you on my dick list of you're an idiot. And that's a shame for you because I'm probably not as accommodating. I'd rather someone come up to me and went, oh, fuck, I'm not ready to talk to you at all. I didn't expect to see you here today. And I've asked you for all this stuff and I've done nothing and I'm useless. I'd go, do you know what? Same. I'm useless too. Because I am one of the most flawed fucking humans on the planet. Like, Jesus, I'm always late. I can't get my, I don't have ducks in a row. I like, what's that saying? I don't have ducks in a row. I have just a permanent group of exhausted pigeons. I think that's what I've got. But I'm not that amazing and organised and I fuck things up more often than I don't. And so I love that about people and I love it when people are just like, oh man, I was going to turn up today and be amazing and I didn't do any of the things I said I was going to and I haven't done this and I haven't done that. I really like that. Do you know, my brother used to run a business in Asia and I remember he used to have get out of jail cards. I thought this was genius. So all his staff were given two get out of jail cards and they'd have a meeting, a weekly meeting, where they'd have to turn up and go, right, what have you done and what have you done and what have you achieved? And, you know, people talking about what they've achieved in the week or the month or on the project they're on or whatever it was about. And they had these get out of jail cards. So if they fucked up, which we all do, right? Because we're humans. If someone turned up to a meeting and was supposed to have a report or a paper or something written or something achieved or done or an action ticked off and they hadn't done it, they could play a get out of jail card. Isn't that cool? And they were allowed 2 a year. So that gave an allowance, and it also set up an expectation that they were human, that things would come up, that stuff would happen, and you weren't always going to be able to live, to deliver. Now, I love that. I just love it because I think it's true. We're not always able to be amazing. We try, God damn it, but we're not always able. We're not always in our best space. Some days you do go out going, fuck, if I see anyone today, I'm just going to smash my head into a wall because I don't feel like talking to anyone, you know? But just be decent and don't be rude. Like, if you don't feel like talking to people, don't go out. But if you see someone, just go, oh God, I'm not really in the mood for people today. I hope you're well. I've got to go. Bye. Like, just be honest. Just be a real person. Because I don't know anyone in the world. I've never met anyone in the world that doesn't have a bad day. I've never met anyone in the world who hasn't been overwhelmed. You know, people say, oh, I've got imposter syndrome. I'm like, oh, that's a fucking, I don't even believe in it. It's a load of shit. What that means is you're feeling nervous because you're about to level up, or you're in a room where you may not be, you know, the biggest baboon in the room. Actually, you want to be, I reckon, bring on imposter syndrome. I love it when I'm in a room where I feel a little bit nervous, or I feel like I'm not quite there, or I'm not good enough, or maybe there's people in the room that are better than me, because I think either, fuck, you're on your way up, girlfriend. That's a good thing, right? You're on your way. Or these people see some value in you, or you wouldn't be here. So it's a really good sign. But it's okay to be vulnerable and go, oh, I'm a bit fucked today. Try saying that today. Try saying, yeah, well. And I love it. I'm like, hey, I fucked up. I love it when people say that. Michaela and I have these conversations all the time. She goes, oh, okay, I fucked up. And I wanted you to hear it from me first. I'm like, perfect, what's happened? She goes, I forgot to do that. And I go, oh, well, no one died, right? Because what the worst thing is when you find out from someone else that someone's fucked up and they haven't had the nuts to tell you. I love that. I like that openness, and I love the fact we're just all these flawed people. And just because you're flawed doesn't mean you can be fucking rude. So there you go. That's my rant today. Rude people. Rude. Right? I quite like the idea of when someone's rude, just go boo, boo. Try that. Boo. Boo, rude person. I do it when I see them in the car. Boo. It stops me swearing my fat head off. And I think boo's actually quite kind. There you go. Boo to rude people. That's my thought today. Love you lots. See you soon.